Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. So today I want to jump into setting your mindset. I just really sensed to talk about this. So we're going to be looking at Colossians chapter 3, the book of Colossians chapter 3. We'll start in verse 1, and we're going to be talking about setting your mindset on AM, not FM, and I'll explain that. It's probably goofy, but hopefully it'll stick. So let's put 10 minutes on the clock. And Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. You reign. You are Lord, and we honor you and we bless you. You are majesty, and we honor you, God. And we thank you for your word. Your word is truth. And we pray that your truth and your word transforms us and sets us free. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's start in Colossians chapter 3. We'll start in verse 1 and just take a look at this. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will appear with him in glory. Therefore, verse 5, therefore, put to death your members, which are of the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all of these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. So we'll just stop right there. So this is just a real just tight-knit, just powerful set of verses here that Paul is just speaking to these Colossians, these people who live in this time in the city. What was happening, you know, was I don't have time. That's a whole ride, but I can't chase all that. So the people who were living in this city were struggling with some different things, and there's lots of idolatry and lots of different confusion, just like in our day. We have our society and our culture. There's so much confusion, and a lot of it's deemed spiritual, and a lot of it's you gotta in days where there is a lot of confusion, you gotta get focused. You gotta get clarity. And this just helps bring clarity to me, and I hope it brings clarity to you. So starting back up in verse 1, if then you were raised with Christ. So that starts off this little section just with clarity. So if you were raised with Christ. So if you're not raised with Christ, meaning if you're not born again, if Jesus Christ is not your Lord and you're not a disciple of Christ, Paul's saying, I'm not talking to you right now. So it starts with if you've been raised with Christ. And so if you are born again and if you're a believer, that changes things. It sets you in another dimension. It brings you into another reality. It brings you into the kingdom of God. And so you hear me say this all the time, that you must not continue to view and see yourself the way you did or the same way you did as you know, before you were saved. You are a new creation. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. Matter of fact, that'd be good for you to declare over your life every day, is I'm a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, the new has come. That's from 2 Corinthians 5:17. And so you cannot, or it's not wise for you to continue to look at yourself and view yourself based upon who you used to be. You need to look at yourself as who you are in Christ. And your life will catch up with it. But you need to, by faith, view yourself that way. So you need to seek these things. If you're new in Christ, seek these things which are above. So you have Christ, but now you need to seek these things which are above. And that's what I'm calling AM. The AM is the anointed mind. It's the mind of Christ. It's the above mind. It's the mind of Christ. It's the mindset on things above. It's the above mindset, the anointed mindset, because Christ is the anointed one who carries with him and has the anointing. And so we have the mind of Christ. The Bible teaches us that in other places. We have the mind of Christ. So let's use it. Let's use it. The mind of Christ, the above mind, the anointed mind. The FM mind is the fleshly mind. It's a mindset on the flesh. It could be a mindset on fear. It could be a mind, you know, the FM mind is primarily what I call the mindset on flesh. And this whole world is FM. I'm telling you, this whole world is set upon FM. Their mind is on the flesh. Their mind is on the flesh. And when your mind, Romans chapter 8 talks about your mind that is set upon the flesh, like a dial, you set it, you turn it to a certain frequency. When your mind is set upon the flesh and the things of the flesh, this world and the things that are in this world and of this world, that mind is a carnal mind. It's a fleshly mind. And that fleshly mindset, in that fleshly mindset, it says in Romans chapter 8 that you cannot please God. You can't please God. A faith mindset you can, but a fleshly mindset you can't. And you can't please God. And that's the goal of the life. That's when life begins to be enjoyable and fun, when you're living in a way where you're pleasing God. See, every temptation that comes your way, when you obey God, you submit yourself to God, you resist that temptation, because that's who you were. That's not who you are. That's what you did. That's not what you do. So you stand up in your new identity in Christ and know the finished work of Christ has set you free. And in your identity, in the spirit man, and inside of you, Christ in you, you begin to take authority over the old life trying to hijack you, and the old life trying to haunt you, and trying to say, hey, this is who you are. And that's why you're the anointed mindset, the above mindset, kicks in out of your identity and takes authority over your old mindset. And in that time of temptation, it just says, you know, Satan, get behind me. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to bless God. So every temptation is an opportunity to please God. It's an opportunity to overcome. It's an opportunity to win. It's an opportunity to remind the devil that he has lost, that he no longer has control of your life. It's an opportunity to remind you and your flesh, the members of your flesh, that no, that's who you were. That's not who you are. That's what you did. That's not what you do. The new man, you have the new man inside of you, and your new man is your identity. Your old man is dead. So it's not like the new man and the old man are equal. It's not like that. The old man has died. The new man is your identity. So you don't have two identities. Your old man is a reality that has been defeated. And so you don't have to walk in the FM. You don't have to set your mind on FM. You can set your mind on AM. And setting your mind on AM is being in the Word, setting your mind in the Word, being in prayer, being in with thanksgiving, thinking and praising God, thanking Him for His presence. You say, well, I don't feel His presence. Well, you need to tune in a little closer. You need to just thank Him and trust Him in times when you're going through like a famine, or going through a season of struggle, or going through a battle, or you're weary, or whatever. In those times, you don't give in to that. You trust the Lord, and you walk by faith, not by sight. And you trust Him. You set your mind on things above. And since you have put off the old man, because you put faith in Christ, the old man was crucified and buried through water baptism. Now you have put on the new man, through faith in Christ. Now you've done that, so you now are a new creation in Christ. You have a new identity in Christ. You have the ability to set your mind on things of things above and what's real with Christ. And as you do that, you walk with Christ. And since you've put off the old man and you've put on the new man, you have every day, you have the ability and the authority to put off the old man and put on the new man. And so what that means is the fleshly mindsets that are coming up, you say, nope, I'm not going to walk in FM. I'm going to walk in AM. So when this temptation comes or this threat comes to you, this fear comes to you, this depression comes to you, this stinking thinking comes to you, you take it. Like it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, our warfare, we take this thought captive. Nope, we ain't doing that. No, no, sir, not today. And we say, nope, go on back. Nope. We dethrone you. Get out of here. Take it out. We ain't doing that. And then you remind yourself and you renew yourself with what's new about you and true about you since you've come into relationship with Christ. And so you put off the old. So Colossians chapter 3, the whole chapter is an amazing chapter. You can read this, but my encouragement to you is set your mind on things above where Christ is, not just, you know, heavenly things. It's setting your mind on Christ, setting your mind on things that are above, knowing your identity, knowing your the identity releases an authority in your life that changes the destiny of your life. And that's what you want to walk in. You want to walk in that so you can really embrace a life with God. There's my timer. And then you can please God, because you're walking with an AM mindset. So always tune your dial, always tune your focus, your attention to AM, anointed mindset, the above mindset. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher, Isaiah says, you know, and so we need to set our mind on those things above. I want to pray for you. So Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for those who are listening and those watching. I thank you that your peace would just rest upon them. And Holy Spirit, I pray and thank you. I thank you that you've already given them courage. You've already given them strength. And I thank you that as they decide to set their mind on things above, that your spirit, that you will help them. You will grow them. You will strengthen them, God. And the ways of the flesh will fall off of them. And the mindset of the spirit will take hold of them, that they would be captivated by you. So I just speak your peace, your joy, and just your love overflowing in their life. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Oh, man, praise the Lord. I'm going to read the rest of Colossians 3 because I love this chapter. Love y'all too. We'll see you Sunday.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.